beginning to realize, as this election campaign draws closer, that the American people don't agree with the approach to the environment that they, the Bush Quail folks, have been taking. Instead of doing what former President Nixon did in the early 1970s and trying to counter the anticipated struggle with substantive changes in policy, instead, this cynical administration tries again the smoke and mirror approach, using meaningless symbols, showing what utter contempt they have for the ability of the American people to see through the camouflage of politics and tactics that they rely on in the Bush Quail White House. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to work, but I'm asking you to make certain among your membership and among all those with whom you have influence, among all those who you are able to persuade, get the message out. The choice is clear. The stakes are high. The pro-environment ticket is the Clinton-Gore ticket. We need your help. We want you to be involved. We want you to be wholeheartedly involved. Don't even leave one foot on the sidelines. Throw your whole heart into this campaign with everything you have got. If you want more of this approach we've had for the last 4 years, then all you have to do is, in Abe Lincoln's memorable phrase, the only thing necessary for that kind of approach to triumph is for good people to do nothing. I've paraphrased it. If you want that kind of approach to continue, just do nothing. Or just give lip service to the pro-environment ticket. Just satisfy your obligation to be involved with a minor commitment. But if you want real change, if you want a dramatic difference in the environmental policies of our country, if you want to stop the taxpayer subsidies of clear-cutting in our national forests, if you want to stop the foot-dragging on international environmental policy, if you want the kind of leadership that our country needs and that our world needs, then get off the sidelines, get involved, make a difference, be a part of this winning team. I'll tell you, I believe that Americans were embarrassed when President Bush went to the Earth Summit and told the entire world that, notwithstanding the fact that every other nation on Earth now understands the challenge to the global environment and is now ready to do something in response, notwithstanding the fact that our own children here in the United States are asking their parents, why isn't our country doing more? Notwithstanding the fact that his own administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency was pleading with him to change our positions, the President of the United States went down there and stonewalled our people and the entire rest of the world and presented a false image to the rest of the world, causing many to come up and ask Americans there, where did U.S. leadership go? Communism has collapsed. All the nations in the world are looking to the United States for leadership. We know what the challenge is that lies ahead of us. Where is the U.S. leadership? I'm telling you, I believe that when that happened, Americans were embarrassed. And some of them thought to themselves, how can we change this? How can we get real leadership on the environment? How can we have our country provide the leadership the world needs? Well, I have an answer for you. And the answer is building with enthusiasm and momentum right here in this city, in classrooms, in elementary schools and high schools all across this country, in small towns and rural areas and large cities, in every state of this great land. The momentum is building toward a resounding and overwhelming answer that, with your help, will come at the ballot box this November. If you care about the future, if you care about the earth, if you care about this country, if you care about our children, if you care about our responsibility to all the generations to come, please join the Clinton-Gore team. Join the effort to save the Earth's environment, to save this country, to get our country moving forward again. I ask for your help. Let's win in November. Thank you very much. Thank you.